We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Caleb Silver is joining us this morning, editor-in-chief at Investopedia. It seems like we go day to day, Caleb, reacting to the latest economic reports. And what are we digesting this morning?
Yeah, good to be with you. Well, we're seeing some more signs of a slowdown here in consumer spending. That was only up 0.4% last month. We were expecting that to be a little bit stronger. But we did get a report on the Personal Consumption Expenditures Index, and that is the Fed's preferred measure of inflation. That's the things we spend on outside of food and gas, which I know cost the most. That was up 4.7%, still near a 40-year high, but may have peaked from the last month. So you're getting this sense that that definitely growth is slowing. We got the GDP report yesterday, but consumers are starting to spend a little bit less, and that could be trouble for the economy because consumer spending is 70% of U.S. GDP.
What happens? When do we reach this point of recession? The word keeps getting thrown around, but is it almost meaningless? I mean, regular people have been feeling the pain of rising prices for months and months now. I mean, to most people, you would kind of feel like you're in a recession.
Yeah, great point. And I think recessions are very personal, though it is a technical term. And, basically it is a slowdown in a bunch of economic cycles. And those include spending, those include hiring. And we really haven't seen much of that. The labor market's been pretty strong, a slowdown in growth, a slowdown in orders by businesses and purchasing. So you're starting to see that a little bit as we come through this, as we get through the slowdown. And you really don't know you're in a recession until you're actually through it. When you look back a few months later, you look at it in the rearview mirror. But folks, small business owners, households are feeling the pinch because even though wages have been rising, it's not enough to combat inflation, and businesses are still suffering from not enough labor on the one hand and inventory issues through the supply chain on the other. So they're feeling it already.
What is the definition of a recession?
Well, it's basically a downturn in about four or five key economic indicators, and I mentioned some of them. So there's business spending, there's consumer spending, there's also purchasing and purchasing managers, how much they're ordering, inventories. So you look at a bunch of different factors together, and then you look back and you see, did growth slow quarter after quarter for a few consecutive quarters? In the first quarter of this year, growth slowed to negative 1.6%. from a year ago. So if we get a few quarters in a row of all this continued slowdown and all of these different factors, that's a recession.
It seems like we are talking recession, have been for about a month now. Yet, some of these underlying numbers are not exactly pointing the same way. If you were to take yourself out of everyday life, some of the numbers are actually okay. And now I'm hearing a new term, disinflation, which is like a new buzzword on the other side of things. Are we necessarily heading toward recession? Are there some things you can look at and say, well, actually, it might not be as bad as we think it's going to be?
Yeah, well, you look at the labor market, which has been pretty consistently strong, an average of about 400,000 jobs added for the past 12 months. That's one of the longest streaks, if not the longest streak in history. So businesses still need workers, especially in some key sectors. There's some layoffs happening now in tech and in retail. Places like Tesla are starting to lay off people that grew real fast. There's that starting to happen. Labor market looks strong. Spending has held up, and spending is 70% of GDP. But we're basically almost through the $2 trillion that went out to households last year as part of the Recovery Act to help people get back on their feet. So you're seeing the savings rate, the personal savings rate, drop in households right now as spending starts to taper off a little bit too. And that could ultimately lead to a recession. But to your point, the economy in some areas looks really strong, but person to person, that's how you feel a recession. It's the real feel on the ground. And if you talk to a bunch of small businesses, they feel like they never got out of the one that started in 2020.
Caleb, the Fed's recent interest rate hike was a big one. Is there any indication that it's starting to work?
Well, it is, because we're starting to see a cool down. You've already seen it in the housing market, just the fact that they whiffed that they were going to raise rates earlier this year, doubled the 30-year fixed mortgage from about 3% to about 6% today. Look what's happening in car loans as well. Financing for car loans has gone up, and so has credit card rates, and they're going to continue to go up because the Fed is going to probably double interest rates from where they are today, around 1.6%, 1.7% to 3.4% by the end of the year.
Hey, Caleb, thanks for the time this morning. Always great to talk with you. Caleb Silver is editor-in-chief of Investopedia, talking about a lot of these numbers, trying to make sense of them for us. What he thinks about that buzzword of recession.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.